Chapter 39. The Moment of Revelation. The moment of revelation usually takes place about 3 weeks after a smoker stops. The sky appears to become brighter, and it is the moment when the brainwashing ends completely. When instead of telling yourself you do not need to smoke, you suddenly realize that the last thread is broken, and you can enjoy the rest of your life without ever needing to smoke again. It's also usually from this point that you start looking at other smokers as objects of pity. Smokers, using the willpower method, don't normally experience this moment, because although they are glad to be ex-smokers, they go through life believing they're making a sacrifice. The more you smoked, the more marvellous this moment is, and it lasts a lifetime. I consider I've been very fortunate in this life, and had some wonderful moments. But the most wonderful of all was that moment of revelation. With all the other highlights of my life, although I can remember they were happy times, I can never recapture the actual feeling. I can never get over the joy of not having to smoke anymore. If ever I am feeling low and need a boost nowadays, I just think how lovely it is not to be hooked on that awful weed. Half the people who contact me after they've kicked the weed say exactly the same thing, that it was the most marvellous event of their lives. Ah, what pleasure you have to come! With an additional 20 years' feedback, both from the book and my consultations, I have learned that in most cases the moment of revelation occurs not after 3 weeks, as stated above, but within a few days. In my own case, it happened before I'd extinguished my last cigarette, and on many occasions in my early consultancy sessions, during the one-to-one period, before I'd even got to the end of a session, smokers would say something like, "You needn't say another word, Alan. I can see it all so clearly. I know I'll never smoke again." In the group sessions, I've learned to tell when it happens, without individual smokers saying anything. From the letters I receive, I'm also aware that it frequently happens with the book and this program. Ideally, if you follow all the instructions and understand the psychology completely, it should happen to you immediately. Nowadays, at my consultations, I say to smokers that it takes about 5 days for the noticeable physical withdrawal to go, and about 3 weeks for an ex-smoker to get completely free. In one way, I dislike giving such guidelines. It can cause two problems. The first is that I put in people's minds the suggestion that they will have to suffer for between 5 days and 3 weeks. The second is that the ex-smoker tends to think, if I can survive for 5 days or 3 weeks, I can expect a real boost at the end of that period. However, he may have 5 pleasant days or 3 pleasant weeks, followed by one of those disastrous days that strike both non-smokers and smokers, which have nothing to do with smoking, but are caused by other factors in our lives. There, our ex-smoker is waiting for the moment of revelation, and what he experiences is depression instead. It could destroy his confidence. If I don't give any guidelines, however, the ex-smoker can spend the rest of his life waiting for nothing to happen. I suspect that this is what happens to the vast majority of smokers who stop when using the willpower method. At one time, I was tempted to say that revelation should happen immediately. But if I did that, and it didn't happen immediately, the ex-smoker would lose confidence and would think it was never going to happen. People often ask me about the significance of the 5 days and 3 weeks. Are they just periods that I've drawn out of the blue? No. They're obviously not definite dates, but they reflect an accumulation of feedback over the years. About 5 days after stopping is when the ex-smoker ceases to have smoking as the main occupation of his mind. Most ex-smokers experience the moment of revelation around this period. What usually happens is you're in one of those stressful or social situations that once you couldn't cope with or enjoy without a cigarette. You suddenly realize that not only are you enjoying or coping with it, but the thought of having a cigarette has never even occurred to you. From that point on, it is usually plain sailing. That's when you know you are free. I've noticed from my previous attempts using the willpower method and from feedback from other smokers that around the 3 week period is when most serious attempts to stop smoking fail. I believe that what usually happens is that after about 3 weeks, you sense that you've lost the desire to smoke. You need to prove this to yourself. And you light a cigarette. It tastes weird. You've proved you've kicked it. But you've also put fresh nicotine into your body. And nicotine is what your body has been craving for 3 weeks. As soon as you extinguish that cigarette, the nicotine starts to leave your body. Now a little voice is saying, you haven't kicked it. You want another one. You don't light another one straight away because you don't want to get hooked again. You allow a safe period to pass. When you're next tempted, you're able to say to yourself, but I didn't get hooked again, so there's no harm in having another. You are already on your way down the slippery slope. The key to the problem is not to wait for the moment of revelation, but to realize that once you extinguish that last cigarette, it is finished. You've already done all you need to do. You've cut off the supply of nicotine. No force on earth can prevent you from being free unless you mope about it or wait for revelation. Go and enjoy life. Cope with it right from the start. That way you'll soon experience the moment.